My name's Michelle Owen, I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 11th of October 2009 and the time is 12:30 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from, please?
Hi, I'm David Kemp, I'm 24 years old and I live in Deptford at the minute, in South East London. Feeling pretty good, yeah, had a bit of a rush to get here, and so need to kind of calm down a bit, but yeah,
when
good.
When did you find out you were going to go on the plinth?
I actually found out yesterday, as it happens. I think I was on the last minute list, the reserve list, basically. So I'm going to stand up there with my new instrument, and I'm completely unprepared, like I had last night to sort everything out, so a bit nervous.
Tell me about your instrument.
Okay, so I'm going to be playing a brand new type of instrument called the Eigenharp, which I've been helping develop. It's a revolutionary new instrument, we think. Like it's an electronic instrument. It's designed to be as expressive as a stringed instrument or any other traditional acoustic instrument. It's really, really flexible. It's shiny, got lights on it. Like it's quite cool, hopefully. Yeah.
Can you describe it visually?
Okay, visually it's kind of a long stick with, it's got 120 keys on. Each key can move in three directions, so you can wobble it left and right, you can tip it up and down, and you can press it. It responds to how hard you press it. So you've got all these ways of kind of interacting with it. You can blow into it, you can slide your hands up and down the side. It's difficult to describe until you see it. It's kind of a long stick with lots of keys on, lots of lights on. People have described it like a sci-fi bassoon, kind of a cross between a guitar and a keyboard, maybe.
Does it sound anything like a synthesizer?
It can sound whatever you want it to, like any sound in the universe you can make on this thing, I would say. So you can make it sound like existing instruments, or you can use synthesizers to make it sound like completely new sounds that haven't been heard before.
When did you start working?
I've been working on it for a year now, but the guy who invented it is a guy called John Lambert. He's been working on this for 8 years. He's from Devon. He lives in Dartmoor. Basically, him and a team of all very, very clever people have been in a barn in Devon for the last 8 years, pottering away, working on this new instrument.
Where did you meet him?
I was lucky. I finished university last year, so I was lucky enough to hear about this instrument, and I gave them a call because it's exactly the sort of thing that I'm really interested in, and I was lucky enough at the very last minute to catch a meeting with him, and ended up sort of meeting up, and now I work on the instrument, so I was very, very lucky to be involved in it.
Can you tell me a bit more about your role in its development?
Okay, so I'm a musician. I'm a demonstrator and a tester, basically. So I the testing side of it is a lot of software in it. So like the first 6 months I was working on, there was a lot of things that still weren't quite right. So I had to test it, like if it broke, you know, help them work out what went wrong. But also I demonstrate it, so I have to try and learn to get the most out of the instrument and go around. Meeting various people who are interested in it, showing them how it works. We're going to be doing like a road show, so going around different cities and so people can get their hands on it and have a go, all this sort of thing.
Have you played in public yet?
No, this is the first public appearance of the Eigenharp, actually. So it's a bit, that's why we're a bit nervous about it. I mean, we've done a few demos around London, like to invited audiences, but never in public before.
So what are you hoping will happen with it? What would you like to see happen?
With the Eigenharp? Well, ideally, I want to see some people start making some... I mean, I think everyone at the company wants to start seeing bands take up the Eigenharp and start making some amazing music on it. Like, we want it to take off. Like, I can imagine in the future some 13-year-old kid, for example, getting it while they're at school and growing up with this instrument, which can just... do so many different things. And like I'm a sax player, and if I'd had an Eigenharp when I first started the sax, you know, I can't even imagine what I'd be able to do on the with these things. I'd like to see, you know, people starting at school, like, you know, 5 years down the line, like some really amazing music coming out of it.
And is it David Lambert?
My name's David Kemp, and the guy who invented it is John Lambert.
John Lambert.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. What does he think about you taking part in this? Presumably he knows you're going to be up there tonight.
He knows about it, yeah. I think he's going to be watching it on the live stream. Yeah, he's... I haven't spoken to him that much about it, but I think he's quite excited about it. Yeah, it's a fitting place to have the first public appearance.
Do you need to play an instrument before?
To play the Eigenharp? Not at all, no. There's all sorts of things it can do. Like it can, it's really good for education. So you can, for example, tune the keys to fit around a C major scale, for example, or any scale you can think of. So as you're learning to play music, it's really helpful for, you don't have to spend hours a day, if you don't want to, practicing scales and this sort of thing, because you can just tune it, like learn the sound of a scale, and it makes a lot of things in music easier, leaving you space to focus on putting a song together, basically. So there's three demonstrators working for Eigenabs. I'm a sax player, a guy called Mark is a guitar player, and a guy called Finley is a keyboard player. And I think we've all learned the instrument at pretty much the same rent, so I don't think there's any instrument that you could come from that would make learning the Eigenharp any easier.
Do you think it makes the creative process easier for a musician using this instrument?
Absolutely, yeah. You can experiment with sounds in a really quick and easy way. So like you've got all these different sounds under your fingers, you can quickly flick to them, you can change the sound on the fly, you can do things like record as you're playing and loop what you've just recorded and build up arrangements with yourself. So you could record a bass line, put some, and then get that looping, put some chords on top. So it's really good songwriting tool, so you can start making arrangements with yourself, like testing out ideas. You can build drum patterns on the fly, so you've got a step sequencer, which means you can program drums onto a grid and create drum patterns really easily. You can fire off drum loops, so like all these things, it's really easy to kind of come up with arrangements of things like on the fly, like test things out, and it's all under your fingers.
So where would anybody be able to get hold of one if they wanted?
Well, we sell them from our website. That's the main place we sell them. So they came out on Monday, so we're not shipping until the 9th of December, I think it is. So you can pre-order them from our website, which is www.eigenlabs.com. And we also have the one I'm going to be playing is a large version, which is our sort of top-end version called the Eigenharp Alpha. We've also got another smaller model, which is aimed at educational markets and maybe soloists and beginners, which is called the Pico, which people might be interested in having a look at as well.
And you're going to play?
The Eigenharp Alpha. I've got no idea what music I'm going to be playing on it, but see how it goes.
What were you doing before you came here this evening?
Before I came here this evening, I was... I was at Absolute Radio. We were going to do a little slot, but unfortunately the fire alarm went off, so we had to evacuate, and that never happened. So then we were stuck outside the building with all my gear in, which is why my gear isn't actually with me yet. And I just had to leg it from the other side of the West End to here.
What would you be doing if you weren't here now?
What would I be doing if I wasn't here? Well, it's been a bit of a busy week. It's been our launch week, so I guess I'd be having a beer and going to sleep kind of soon.
Has that been your full-time job?
Yeah, it has, yeah. It's been my full-time job for the last year, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, full-time plus more, to be honest. Like, so I play it a lot in my own time as well. It's a real passion. I play with a lot of bands outside of work, like really trying to test it out as much as I can.
Why did you want to take part in this project?
Well, I think it's an amazing project. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stand in Trafalgar Square and play some music, which I don't think I'll ever be able to do again. I've seen some great things up there. I mean, I remember reading about it in the newspaper and just thinking how it was a great idea. I've seen some wicked things up there, like people handing out candy and bananas and all sorts, and it's great. I think it's like really eccentric British thing to do. I like it.
I'm going to keep this quite short tonight, purely because you are going to go up on the plinth soon, and you're still going to pick up your equipment. do you describe yourself briefly as a person? How would you paint a little thumbnail sketch of you?
It's quite a difficult question. That's a really hard question. I'm not very good at... I'm not the biggest attention-seeking extrovert in the world. I'm kind of a little bit shy. This is kind of new to me, doing this thing, so it's a bit of a challenge. I'm a musician. I love making noises and weird sounds. That's about it, really.
What were you studying?
I studied electronic music at university, and composition. So I'm very much into kind of electronic, creating new sounds creating new sounds with anything you can, but like computers and synthesizers are a really great way of doing that, and I like experimenting with noises.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go up on the plane?
No, that's everything, yeah. I apologize for the unpreparedness of it all, but there we go.
Thank you very much indeed.